Alfred DaCosta, your host of the L4H podcast. What are you living for today? I want to welcome you to the Pastor Fred Diaries. Just as a disclaimer, some of the information that you might hear might pertain to me or someone else, as I am vicariously living through their experience. I won't designate which, just to protect the confidentiality of not only myself, but whomever it is that I'm telling their story. So this first one, episode one of a series, is what I will call advice. I'll start it off with a song that I wrote, a clip, and then I'll break it down as a diary excerpt. Stay tuned. Mic check 1 2. Mic check 1 2 1 2. Okay, you got words to share, advice but no care. You say you support me with the burdens I bear. Instead you exhort me about another person's affairs. Better watch my back or get caught in a snare. Bound to fail, just like all the other times. Work with other people makes division and divide. Conflict and creation go like Bonnie and Clyde. They always end up arguing and picking a side. Tired of fighting, giving up on the hope. Trying to find something to live for, something to cope. It's another nursery rhyme or anecdote about barely hanging on to the end of your rope. Too late to change the situation. I could give an explanation or rearrange the information to accommodate your pride. If I made a mistake, I'll never know. Too busy catching the hate that you throw. You never listen, and if you do, it doesn't show. Neither do I, so where do we go? I'll be sitting here screaming inside, eating crow. And welcome back. Dear Diary, I'm angry today. I'm angry because I was given advice I didn't want to hear. Whether it was good advice, I have no way of knowing, because I'm lost in the labyrinth of fury. Okay, you got words to share, advice but no care. You say you support me with the burdens I bear. Instead, you exhort me about another person's affairs. So at this point, I am beginning to feel like I have been given good advice that I can do nothing about. The advice hardly seems like it was designed to help, but rather to pronounce judgment on the person I am going to be working with. The person has been known to be potentially volatile to work with, but I am in need of support in this case, someone to bear the burden with me, because I cannot change the past. I can only move forward and set boundaries. This person giving advice is giving it with hindsight 2020, exploring and studying and reveling in amazement why this third party is even involved in the first place. Better watch my back or get caught in a snare. Bound to fail, just like all the other times. Work with other people makes division and divide. Conflict and creation go like Bonnie and Clyde. Better watch my back or get caught up in a snare. The conversation has moved, and I'm going to say this is me for whomever it might be, so that you understand what I'm saying here. So the advice moves from a mistake made in the past and assessing and reveling and picking at it to now the future. So now I'm being warned to watch my back in the future, which can be helpful because advice usually deals with helping with the future. But the prognosis is negative. It looks grim. So the advice to watch my back is not in any way helping, but just affirming the message about the mistake made in the past. And so the next part that talks about working with other people makes division and divide, it's just the way of the world. It would be preferred in this Western world we live in, very individualistic. We do everything ourselves. We make our own, we're our own marching band with all of the cymbals and the snare drum and the trumpet all strapped to our person, to where we just do it all ourselves, because working with people is messy. And when we do work together with others, it works for a season until somebody gets offended or hurt or angry, into which we just figure that's the end of the contract or the deal. There's no reconciliation or any desire. It's just, let's move on, whatever that might be. Let's move on to another church. Let's move on to another job. Let's move on to another school. We just have relationships like disposable tampons and then move on to the next. And what I'm describing here in this song is that working with other people always eventually arrives at division and divide. And then I proceed to say conflict and creation go like Bonnie and Clyde. So where sin has come into this world, there's conflict. And creation, whether it's humans or animals or whatever it is, there's just bound to be conflict. It's unavoidable. People hate it. But it's a fact of life on this side of eternity. They always end up arguing and picking a side, tired of fighting, giving up on the hope, trying to find something to live for, something to cope. It's another nursery rhyme or anecdote about barely hanging on to the end of your rope. This next part doesn't necessarily speak to the advice that was given in this situation, but speaks to a personal situation that I was able to identify, where today has been really unusual with my students. They're all dealing with something in my Bible class. The real topic about Christianity, and this one of the students were asking for a friend, planning on giving up on Christianity altogether because of what it tends to offer. And that is pharisaical do's and don'ts, two-face, different at home than at church. And then shortly after class, I talked to another student who is dealing with her own crisis in her life and the worry of a friend who was potentially suicidal the night before. And then another student that I'm trying to get in touch with that is dealing with some issues himself. And it just seems like there's something happening, and it's causing a lot of grief and strife and hurt. And it just feels like a very dark day. If I were to truly be honest with you, this may not resonate with you because it's going to sound super weird. This dark cloud hanging, and I know it might just be a day, but it's a good segue, I guess, or introduction or peephole into what things could look like. The world just seems like a very dark place right now. I have a family member that's dealing with a diagnosis right now, cancer. Had their meeting today, haven't heard back from them. It's just been a lot. Too late to change the situation. I could give an explanation or rearrange the information to accommodate your pride. So this just refers to the reference of the past, being unable to change the past, where we all make mistakes. I know I made a mistake, and it's hard. You can't undo it. And I just don't live in a space. Once I've made a mistake, I have to move forward. And so I say it's too late to change the situation. And because of my personality type, I like to lessen the blow, maybe give a good enough reason to make the person feel better about my bad choice. But too late to change the situation. I could give an explanation or rearrange the information. And a lot of it has to do with me worried about other people's pride and their pride leading to rejection of me. So these are manifold issues, defects of character that I am working through by the power of God. If I made a mistake, I'll never know. Too busy catching the hate that you throw. You never listen. And if you do, it doesn't show. Neither do I. So where do we go? So one of the hardest things in life is admitting you made a mistake. That's even the first thing. And then if you do, it's the repercussions of that. And when you admit something to someone and you say, I made a mistake, and the person launches at you for your dumb mistake, especially if it affects the other person, they launch at you with fingernails or knives, daggers, pick a weapon, then it causes you or me, is what I'm talking about. When I make a mistake, it's hard to know that, because when the other person reacts with no self-restraint or control, then my pride rises up. And so I'll never know. If I made a mistake, I'll never know. Too busy catching the hate that you throw, and you never listen. And if you do, it doesn't show. And so I've dealt with this person where they don't tend to listen. They're busy thinking of what they're going to say next. In this particular instance, it was crazy. It was almost like a movie. When I was talking to them, I wasn't actually listening. This time, the person said something to me, and I just completely responded, and the person was like, "You're not listening." And I was like, crap, in my head, I'm not listening. What was said? And so I never usually fall into that, but I sure did this time. So yeah, so neither do I. Where do we go? Where do we go? I'll be sitting here screaming inside, eating crow. So I chose to end it there because the great thing about this podcast is that they are diary entries. And so life changes as we go. And the one thing I've learned by the grace of God as a pastor, as a person, as a child of a king, is that conflict never stays. And the reason for that is because of the love of Jesus. Now, you can hold on to a grudge, yes, but I've known from experience because I don't like it, because it hurts, because pride is ugly and it can only protect you for so long. I come to a place where I have to let go. And so I know the next entry to the song will be to the same tune, but instead of me sitting here screaming inside, eating crow, and if you've never heard of that, maybe you could Google it, or I'll just tell you, eating crow is just this humiliating act of just taking a dose of your own medicine. You were wrong, and everybody knows it, but you've admitted it. And I had a pretty cool saying in there before. I said, I'll be sitting back, relaxing, ice cream, and eat crow. So it sounded like dessert and humiliation food. Anyways, Alfred DaCosta, your host of the L4H podcast. That is all for now. Episode 2 coming to you soon. I have a couple other entries with different subjects to this tune, but I'll drop those here on the air. For now, kick back and listen one more time. Okay, you got words to share, advice but no care. You say you support me with the burdens I bear. Instead, you exhort me about another person's affairs. Better watch my back or get caught in a snare. Bound to fail, just like all the other times. Work with other people makes division and divide. Conflict and creation go like Bonnie and Clyde. They always end up arguing and picking a side. Tired of fighting, giving up on the hope. Trying to find something to live for, something to cope. It's another nursery rhyme or anecdote about barely hanging on to the end of your rope. Too late to change the situation. I could give an explanation or rearrange the information to accommodate your pride. If I made a mistake, I'll never know. Too busy catching the hate that you throw. You never listen, and if you do, it doesn't show. Neither do I, so where do we go? I'll be sitting here screaming inside, eating crow.